Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So about a week and a half ago, as many of you know, my son got married. So that same week, a very good friend of my wife's lost her grandfather. So her mother was sitting Shiva. So she asked the Shaila, am I allowed to attend a wedding during the week that my mother is sitting Shiva? So the question is, obviously, a person who's sitting Shiva cannot attend the wedding. What would be the problem of her attending the wedding the week the mother is sitting Shiva? And is this a thing? Is this something that we paskin? So there is a Gemara Moed Katan and Daf Chafam Beis where the Gemara quotes three opinions. Rabbi Akiva says that a person is chayiv to be misabel even on shniyim, even on secondary relatives. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you have to be misabel al ben b'no v'al avi aviv, that dafka for a grandson or a grandfather one has to be misabel as well. And the Chum say that you should be misabel together with anyone who you're chayiv to be misabel on when you are b'fnehem, at least if a man's wife is an avela, so he has to be knowing avelus b'faneha when her parents die. So he should sit shiva, same sitting on the floor, same everything, same no wearing leather shoes, all of that when he's with his wife who happens to be sitting shiva. The Rush in Simla Menhei in the third paragraph of my Katan says that you only have to be misabel together with your wife on a mother-in-law and father-in-law, and Isha Imbaila on her mother-in-law and father-in-law, but not when it comes to Shar Krovin. There is a machlokas Rambam and Ramban whether she's mechuyevus to be misabel with him only when it's his father or mother, or even Shar Krovim as well, meaning even though the Rush took a stand on this, the Mechaber Paskins in Sivav and Shinayin Dal Sivav, like the Rambam, that she's not misabelas al Shar Krovav, only on his on her mother-in-law, father and father-in-law. The Torah writes in the name of the Rambam that which we are misabel together with a relative, that's only if it's a korva de she'er, if it's a blood relative, but not a relative through marriage. But from all of this, what emerges is that there is some inyan of being misabel together with krovim of yours who are being misabel. So maybe there's such an inyan of being misabel in some sense over a grandparent. So the Rush says that this whole din is only l'kvod ishto, and she could be mochel al kvoda. And nowadays the minig is that all of the avelim are mochel. The Rama in Siv Rav writes, anyone who's machmir b'zeh that it's a very strange thing for someone to be machmir about this matter. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Yudal writes that nowadays, even if the Avil will say that he's not mochel, and he says, I don't care, I want you to be, I don't care that everybody else is mochel, I think you should have such a relationship with your grandfather that I'm not mochel, and I want you to be misabel together with me, like the Dina de Gemara, lav kol kamine, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The parent has no right to demand such a thing, because it's Eino El Minah Matmi, and it's a weird minog, it's a strange thing. It's not something that we do, even though it seems to be Medina to Gemara. The Rama, however, then adds that the minig is that kol krovei hameis apsulim lo le'edus. Anyone who's karov enough to the meis that they're pasul le'edus are marim ktsas avelus ba'atzman. They practice some level of avelus for the entire first week of avelus until after the first Shabbos, after the Shabbos of Shiva. What does it mean, ktsas avelus? That they do not bathe, they do not change all their clothing like they would any other week. Now there is a machlokas achronim how to understand this din of the Rama. Is this din of avelus b'miktsa a din in kavod achayim, or is it a din in kavod ameis? Meaning, are you doing this to respect the relative who's sitting shiva, or are you doing this out of respect of the deceased? So Pischei Tshuva in Sivkat Dal quotes a Tshuvas Adnei Paz Simin Yud Aleph, who says that if the avel is not even aware of the death of their relative, meaning sometimes you have a very elderly person that someone related to them died, and they don't want to tell them because they're afraid if they tell them it's going to be too difficult for them to handle, they're going to have a heart attack, it's going to be sakana to tell them, so they don't even want to tell them that somebody died. So should the krovi krovav be misabel in such a case? So the Adnei Paz writes that you're still mechuyev, that you're not mechuyev the misablin, what does he say? That if the avil himself does not know about the patira, we're not misabel they're not misabel on him. So therefore the krovim don't have to be misabel either. And l'chora it's mevuar that it's mishum kvod achayim, because if the chayim are not being misabel, then neither do their relatives have to be misabel. And why would it even make a difference whether they knew about the patira or not, because if it's all about the mace, it makes no difference whether the karov knows about the patira or not. And the choritz mavur that way in the yad shaul as well, because he writes that if there are no avelim to be misabel, the krovim also don't have to be knowing even that miktsas avelus, which makes it sound like it's a din in the kavod hachayim. However, Pischi Chuvin Sim Shinai and Dalit Sivkat and Dalit writes that the Chi of Avelus is Mishum Kvod Hameis. L'chora, the Nafkamina would be whether Mechila would work even for this Miktsas Avelus. So, for as far as the full fledged Avelus, so it's Ein Elemin Amatmi, and to practice that, and not only does Mechila work, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you can't even not be Mochel. You can't say that I'm not Mochel. But this Miktsas Avelus that the Ramah says, so Yesh Ladun, what is this? Is this a din in Kavod HaChayim? Is if it didn't cover the mesim, and the nafkamina would be whether the avel has the right to be mochel. The Taz writes that certainly a person should not be nichnas l'seuda when their relative is sitting shiva. The grandparent died. The grandchild should not be nichnas l'seuda olachuf rosham, or to be scraping, shampooing their hair in the tziune halacha. He quotes in the name of Rav Yashiv. That also they shouldn't be listening to music. And then he just elaborates and he explains. Omer Rabbeinu, Rav Yashiv explained, Shamati me'agon Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, min hadin batla bizmanenu, Avelus misabelimo. The din of being misabel together with a relative, that's batel. Hare lo noagim kedina de Gemara. The din that appears in the Gemara, that's gone. We're not knowing that at all. Umashe noagim ktsas avelus, but that which the Ramah says to do ktsas avelus, ain't a minad din, that's not the din of the Gemara, ela minhag, that's a separate minhag. Va minhag hu rak bebeis devarim, and that minhag is limited to two things. Number one, lo li kanes besimchas nisuin, av simchas sheva brachos b'chlal simchas nisuin ilichol davar, that not to go to a wedding or even a sheva brachos, that's called, that's included in the minhag. And two, lo lisrachet, not to bathe. But when it's going to be a tsar for the Balei Simcha, then they're even makel on that minhag that the Ramah quotes, and the Ramah's further makel, as we mentioned before, that it's only Shavua Rishona. It's only up until that first Shabbos. As can be expected in Yalkut Yosef, as well as in Shuvas Yabiya Omer Chelik Dalet Simulamid Hei Ostes, he says, I never heard of such a minhag, because it's the Ramah, right? So the Ravadia obviously says that there's no such minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hecha Denog Nog, Hecha Delo Nog Lo Nog, Kimedina in kan shum ikr, that if there is such a minhag where you live, great. If there's no such minhag, also great, because it's not really something that has any basis in the ikr adin. In the Tshuvas Betzalel Chachma Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Zayin, Rabbi Tzal Stern writes, Biram Odev Lo Evo. She says, I have to admit to you, I can't be embarrassed. She'im ki kol yom I gadalti ben chacham gadolim chikrei leiv. My whole life I grew up among great talmidei chachamim. Me olam lo reisi velo shamati shekrovim suleidus yinugu. I've never seen it. I've never seen anyone be knowing even a little bit of avelus. Vim kashal hazbir tamad avar me'achar v'kol sivir achronim atikim min agzesh eskir Rama la'alacha. It's hard to explain. All the achronim quote this Rama. Ayin chachmas adam sidr yayivitz sidr derech chayim. Big achronim. But I got to tell you what I saw and what I've seen among gedolim is that no one is knowing this way. In Orchus Rabbeinu Chelek Dalet Peit Shin Lamed Hei, they quote the name of Chaim Kanievsky that Talmud Chacham told him that the Chazanish paskin for him that which Rama says that you're knowing miktsas avelus is only banim alaviem, but shar krovim kigon ach mechios v'am lo nogim kein. That the minhag only applies to grandparents. I mean, it only applies. Well, I shouldn't say that. Only applies when a parent is sitting shiva. Would not apply to any other relative. That if a person's parent is sitting shiva, that's where the Ramah's miktsas avelus kicks in. So, bottom line, what do we have? That there is a din of noe gimo avelus. That din is gone, right? No, that's ein elamin amatmim. Then they have this minhag of miktsas avelus. So is that gone? So the Ramah quotes it, all of the Achronim quote it. It's not quoted, obviously, by the Sephardic Achronim, but all the Ashkenazi Achronim quote it. And nevertheless, and it applies to going to weddings for sure, and perhaps not to bathe and to change certain items of clothing. But nevertheless, Rav Betzalel Stern says he's never seen anyone practice it. So I asked Rav Willig and Rav Neuberger separately about this. Rav Willig said, Chassidim are makvid about this, but he said he was never makvid about this in his life, and he doesn't think anyone should be makpid about this, unless you have a Hasidic tradition. Rav Neuberger was a little more hesitant. He said, well, is the wedding going to be after Shabbos? Meaning, because after Shabbos, it's permissible. Wedding was Thursday night, it was before Shabbos. So he said, okay, but are they very close to the Balei Simcha? If the Balei Simcha will be very disappointed and they're very close, then they should probably go. But he said, if it's someone that's not that close to you, you're one of the 700 nearest and dearest friends that was invited to the Simcha, and you're like 684 on the list, you know, of the 700 nearest and dearest friends. So then, what do you? It's a bizayin to the parents that the parent is sitting shiva and they're going to be going and dancing at a wedding. So that's how Rav Neuberger felt. Not mitzad the minig even. Just he thought that it doesn't look nice to be doing that. But if you're very close, it's hard to know what's called very close. But if you're very close, he thought that that we can be makil. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We should only have some food.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.